Welcome, everybody, to the Getting Beachy podcast. My name is Tinsley.
I'm Dana, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, well, what were you doing? You were off playing?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I had a little vacation. It's good to be back in sweet home Alabama, though.
Yeah,
Did some motorcycle riding in the mountains of North Carolina and the mountain in Alabama up in Cheehaw State Park, Talladega National Forest. Highest point in the entire state.
So you're glad to be back at sea level?
Glad to be back home. Could do without the rain. Glad to be home.
Yeah. Well, the sun's out right now. So it's Threesome Thursday. So we're going to talk about a few things. We're probably going to talk about a few more than three, but
probably.
We got three main topics, so let's go ahead and jump right in there. The first one we're going to talk about is the upcoming mullet toss at Floribama.
Oh, my gosh. Its official name is the Interstate Mullet Toss, and those of you, surely everybody knows, but it literally is throwing a dead mullet from a circle in Florida, a 10-foot like circle, you stand in that, and you heave this dead mullet as far as you can over the state line into Alabama. Winners get a prize. It's for kids, it's for young people, old people, middle-aged people, you name it, they'll be there.
So it's literally from one state to the other. You're throwing a fish.
It is. Yeah, that's kind of the big deal. I think it started out kind of as a funny thing that I don't know. I can't speak to it for sure. But back in the old days, it was kind of a funny thing. And now it's a very serious situation down at Floribama. It's one of the big draws of the year.
Yeah, they come from far and wide, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, from everywhere. And they do a lot of good things, too. They raise money. All the money made from the actual tossing of the fish is given to charity, local charities around here. And it's like 40 grand a year, you know, 40 grand a time that they donate. And that's like at 20, I think it's $20 to throw the fish.
Oh, and yes, I didn't know there was a charge.
For those who are, you know, yes, but all the money goes to charity from the fish throwing. So for those who are wondering, what is she talking? And the boat's anchored out. I mean, it is a big deal. The fish are dead. And for those who can't believe the cruelty of it all and what happens to the fish when it's over, how could you waste fish? They don't. They donate them to Alligator Alley, and they're fed to the alligators at Alligator Alley. So there is no wasted fish from the mullet toss.
Nice. I didn't know that.
They give their life to raise money for charity, and then they feed the gators at Alligator Alley. So that's a pretty cool thing.
So the dates are April 26th through the 28th. So that's 3 days.
And it is 3 days of, you really should go at least once. If you're a people watcher or a participator, I believe there's a bikini contest if you're, you know, feeling pretty fit and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's more to see.
Want to be on social media in your bikini.
Right. And I mean, people, I think they still dressed in costumes for this too. Some people, they take this all very seriously. So if you're here, you really shouldn't miss it. I recommend calling a local cab company or Uber. I personally use Pam at Coast Cabs. Parking is a nightmare. They just don't have enough parking for all those people. So if you can, Uber or catch a cab. It'll save you a lot of headache.
Don't drink and no D&D. Call the Uber. Call the
that's right.
Yeah, the Lyft, and you know it's not worth it. So they stay very.
And
busy
even if you're not drinking, you know, just to not have to park down there is a good thing to get a ride. So I think
I've
that's
lived
awesome.
Here 34 years, and I've never been.
Think you should go throw a mullet. When I was a young girl, I participated. But then I, you know, you have kids and you raise kids and you're busy, and now I'm a little bit crowd averse. You know, that just doesn't.
Well, you were there maybe in the '80s,
the late '80s. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's been going,
it's become a lot more
time.
Serious now, right?
Oh boy, yes. It's an event. Back then it wasn't an event. It was just a thing. But now it's an event.
More of a local thing at the time?
At the time. And almost kind of a joke, really, kind of, you know, a funny thing. But now it's serious business.
Yeah. And it's a big draw.
I never knew this, but the mullet is the only fish with a gizzard.
Yeah, and you don't eat them.
That's it. That's important. Some people believe they have mystical qualities, but these little guys are dead, so I don't think any good's going to come from their mystical qualities.
Okay.
So, yeah, but $40,000 donated from throwing a fish. That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty awesome. And it's a good a shoulder season event to get people here. And in these condos and in the hotels and everything. So if you're thinking about buying a condo here, then this is one of the things that our local officials arrange, along with the shrimp festival and the hangout festival for those shoulder seasons. So
that's right.
What next, we're going to talk about the Bama Coast Cruising Car Show at the Wharf.
That's right, for you car enthusiasts.
Right.
They will shut down part of Main Street and park all the pretty cars there. And there's usually a pretty good selection. Let's see what we got here coming up. Roll that beautiful car footage. Same weekend as the mullet toss. So
look,
if you're thinking
right
about
there.
Coming... If you're thinking about coming down, this is a good weekend because you've got the mullet toss, you've got the car show, and you've got the Billy Currington Kip Moore concert all the same weekend. So more to do than the lot. Look at all those cars. Oh, they just make me so happy.
It's a lot of people having a good time.
Yeah,
they just
now,
had the truck show. They just had the truck show, right?
Yep.
And a lot of these cars were here for that as well. They had this car section. So these folks are here a lot. Might be different cars. I don't know.
It should be different, but some might overlap.
So we got vendors and swap meets, music indoor, prizes, cash giveaways. Got
parties involved.
Thursday night party, Friday night party, lots of good food. Lots of entertainment. Oh, a beach cruise. Look at that.
Now here's something that's kind of everybody needs to be aware. So Saturday night, the car show is going on Saturday. Saturday night is the concert. So when you start talking about parking disasters, they have a lot of parking there. But again, might be beneficial to have your Uber, Lyft, or cab lined up so that you don't have to even worry about parking.
And people can stay right there at the wharf, whether they can rent a condo or stay at the hotel there. I think it's the Fairfield.
That's right. Good old Chad that was on the show while I was gone that has the rental company. They've got some vacancies right there in the condos at the wharf. So he's looking to fill those up.
Catch the concert. Catch the car show.
Oh, let me tell you, there will be cowboy boots and short shorts and big belt buckles. There will be a little something for everybody just strolling the streets. And
there'll
if you're
be
a car
candy
guy,
everywhere.
Right? A car guy or gal. Right. It is a really cool place. It is a really cool place to be.
Okay. So, okay, the next
topic that's good news.
Summer Dance in Gulf Shores.
The mystery project.
It is. Dun, it is dun, very dun, much dun. A mystery. So, Summer Dance, and I worked very hard at trying to get some more information about this, and shockingly so, a lot of people don't know much about it. So, if we're looking here, this is the Canal Road. Can you see my cursor at the bottom?
I can't. Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is.
Okay, there it is. Yeah. So, that's Canal Road, and this is the Intercoastal Waterway, and this is Gulf Shores back here. And over here to the right is the Gulf Shores Airport. So all this land that backs up to the airport and backs up to the Intercoastal is, I believe it was 183 acres, is Summerdance. And there's a nice website. It's summerdance.com. And there's going to be like 683.
How many boat slips?
Like three marinas and 683 boat slips, 2,100 plus residential units and some commercial space. And I reached out to the contact on the website because it says, for more information, contact this fella. And I haven't heard back from him yet. And I did reach out to the Gulf Shores Planning Commission to see what
they could. And the project, it was approved, right?
It was approved. I do know that much because they even confirmed that today. So here's some of the brochure. There's going to be lots of good stuff. Here's some statistics, slightly out of date. It's from 2021, but this is good information. 7 wow. million annual visitors, 32 miles of beach, of course, 128,000 is the average household income here. 27% population increase in Baldwin County from 2010 to 2020. Now, we know it has grown a lot since then.
Yeah, that because of
the pandemic and all that. People are flocking here. 17% increase in average sales price, and that number's gone up too. 40,000 visitors per day to the annual hangout festival. That's one of those shoulder season events to get heads and beds down here. But so we're gonna.
You mean to provide quality entertainment down here,
right? Yes, and that's going to be an exciting place. And I mean, I looked in MLS. I couldn't find anything. And I know I really want to talk about it.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's going to be exciting. That
sell a lot of real estate also don't know much about it. And the city of Orange Beach didn't know. This is Gulf Shores, but city of Orange Beach, the planning committee didn't know about it. So I was really wanting to talk about it tonight, but more to come, right?
That's right. We got to leave a little mystery.
Right.
Leave you wanting more.
Now, there is a right on the other side of the canal. They, Orange Beach Planning Committee was voting on a marina, a smaller marina, right across the ICW. But I think it was 26 slips. Well, they were supposed to vote on it yesterday and then they deferred it to May. But the thing about this area right here is where the new bridge is going to be, which we've talked about in a former episode. It's the free bridge that's going to be in Gulf Shores instead of having to pay the toll bridge in Orange Beach to get onto the island. There's not going to be any pilings in the water. So there's not going to be any wake zone there, because if there were pilings like the current bridge, then there's a wake zone. They don't want anybody hitting the bridge. They don't want anybody flying through there, right? So that was kind of a concern about this marina. How's that going to work? Because anytime there's a marina, you want to worry about the wake zone. So it'll be interesting to see how all that, like the people that are doing the 26 slip marina and the people that are doing the three marinas, I'm sure it's very well thought out. On the other side, how they're going to avoid those wake zones. So, more to come. I have two closings at the end of this month, Dana.
Really? On what? What's happening?
I got a beach club closing, and I have a pre-construction home closing. So, I got the beach clubs in Gulf Shores on 12 miles down Fort Morgan. It's a one-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath. It's closing on April 30th, and also pre-construction home. Remember those buyers I have from Scotland? They moved down here from Michigan.
Yeah.
And we'll like
their house is ready.
We're 80% sure. I asked the builder. I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most assured, we're closing on the 30th, and he said 7.999%. So.
Nice.
So 7.99. So basically 80% sure we're closing on the 30th. So that'll be nice for my buyers from Scotland. They didn't move here straight from Scotland, but they're coming. They spent last 16 years in Michigan, and they're glad to be in Alabama, and they're renting a place.
Bet.
And so they're ready to move into their new home, and it's beautiful. It's on Wedgwood Drive.
Oh, so, nice.
Also, there's May is fishing season for the greater amberjack. So their fishing season is starting. I don't know about all the rest of the fish, but I know the amberjack are coming up. So
now we can keep on going.
Yeah, we could keep on going, but you know, it's Threesome Thursday, and that was about five or six things right there. Yeah,
and we're gonna save the Balloon Fest for next weekend, next Thursday to talk about. That's May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and that's another little hot tamale around here. So we'll tell you about that next week.
Yeah. So let me just say one thing. I'm working on having a fella, another lender on next week, just to do a brief rundown of his new program. So one of the things that, you know, people are not liking right now is the higher interest rates, which we do hope they're coming down. But they're offering 10% down. And, you know, for a condo, everybody's offering.
That's a big deal.
It's 20 or 25%. So if you can get in at 10%, and there are restrictions, like you have to think you can rent up to 11 months out of the year for, as, you know, a rental condo. But if you've put in just 10% down, you got money left over to buy that rate down. And that's what a lot of people are doing. So,
very nice.
I tried to get him on tonight, but it was a little quick for him because I just talked to him yesterday, but he's excited and he wants to come on, and that would be an awesome incentive for people to go ahead and, pull the trigger on a condo down here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For the 60% of buyers that are not cash, you know, in our office, 40% of our transactions are cash. So for 60%, that is excellent news.
Yeah, that's good to know because years ago I did my own independent study of 4 years of our Gulffront condos, and 40% were cash all 4 years. And wow. I figured it was about the same now. So I appreciate you confirming that.
Pretty interesting. Yeah. Very nice.
Well, what else we got? Anything else? Welcome home.
I think that's it. God, it's good to be home. It's good to go. It was so fun. I had such a good time. And now I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, getting caught up.
We got a few people. Because it got busy. Watching.
Like it does. When you make plans and go out of town, it gets busy.
Well, shout out to Marion, our assistant who filled in for you. She was an awesome coach.
Oh, she did a beautiful job. I figured I wouldn't be back after I saw her on here.
So we got a few people watching live. So before we sign off, if you've anybody got any comments, suggestions, questions, smart aleck comment, those are welcome.
Now's your time. Now's your time. This is the moment.
If not,
moment of glory.
If now is not the time, then you can
next week. Be ready next week.
Email us at gettingbeachypodcast@gmail.com. Or hurry up and comment right now.
Or save the snark for next week.
Yeah, we'll always need some snarkiness from each week.
Absolutely. Get beachy.
Yeah. So what do we say? What do we say when we end these podcasts?
I've been on vacation. I don't remember.
You say, stay beachy. Something like that.
Is that what we say? anyway, keep it beachy, I think it is.
Yeah,
keep
it beachy. Keep it beachy. Get beachy and keep it beachy. How about that?
Oh, it's a plan. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Good night.